Shalom to all. Today's office Yerushalayim Moed Kohen Daf Tes Zayin. We are starting Tesvav Amud Beis about three lines off of the bottom with the word of the Kavasah. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So the Mishnah had said that if the Mesa was buried 3 days before Yom Tif cancels the rest of Shiva. Says the Gemara now with Kavasah. Similarly, Yom Echel Fnei Regel. If the Mesa was buried 1 day before Yom Tif, Batul Med Gzer Shnayim. So the Gzer of 2 days is Batul. What does that mean? So actually, the first 2 days of the Shiva have a certain chumer to them more than the rest of the Shiva. So we're hearing the Gemara saying there's only 1 day of Shiva before Yom Tif. Then even when Shiva resumes after Yom Tif, they don't have to be machmir for that second day as if it's the second day of Shiva. Now we discuss what is special about the first 2 days of Shiva. Avel b'yom rishon ain nois in tefillin. And Avel, on the first day of Avelus, he doesn't wear tefillin. Tezayin amrav on top, b'yom hasheni hu nois in tefillin. But on the second day, he does wear tefillin. However, in Baba Panam Chadashos, chaltan kol Shiva, if new people come, that Panam Chadashos, they haven't yet come to the Shiva, so then he would have to remove his tefillin all throughout the Shiva because they can't see him in tefillin. The Rebbe Elazar's opinion. Rebbe Shua Amir, he says, b'yom rishon u'b'yom hasheni ain nois in tefillin. The first and second days of Shiva, he doesn't wear tefillin. And b'shlishi hu nois in tefillin, on the third day and on, he's going to wear tefillin. However, in Baba Panam Chadashos, ain chaltan, if there's Panam Chadashos, he does not remove them. And before clarifying this, the Gemara just asks the question from somewhere else. We have a Mishnah in Brachos that tells us that an Einain, which is what the relatives are called when the Mesa hasn't yet been buried, so an Einain doesn't wear tefillin. Ask the Gemara, in Bayam Hashini, nice and tefillin, if according to what we just said now, even on the second day of Shiva, the Avil is not going to wear tefillin. So it's Urchamir, Misha Mesa Mutalfanov, do we even have to say that if his Mesa is in front of him, he doesn't wear tefillin? Of course, he's in a much higher state of Avelus in mourning when the person isn't even buried yet. So of course, he's not going to wear tefillin. Why does that Mishnah in Brachos have to say that an Einain doesn't wear tefillin? The Gemara says, you're right, I'll begin the Tanada, it's just that since it taught this, it taught that, meaning since that Mishnah taught that an Einain doesn't say Kriya Shema or Shemaina Esrei, and that an Avil does say, so the Mishnah over there also throws in that he doesn't wear tefillin, even though that's an obvious din, of course he's not going to wear tefillin. Now going back to this Machlokes, Reb Elazar and Reb Yeshua, regarding wearing tefillin during Avelos, Reb Zera quotes Bar Ok from B'Shem Shmuel, and Reb Zera also quotes Reb Yirmi B'Shem Rav, that Halachah Reb Elazar B'Nasina, that Halachah Reb Elazar B'Nasina, by putting on tefillin, then Avil is going to put tefillin on the second day of Shiva, and Reb Yeshua B'Chalitza, and the Halachah Reb Yeshua in regards to removing tefillin, that even when Panam Chadashos comes, the Avil doesn't have to remove his tefillin. So Reb Zera, he asked on this, Im Nasan B'Yom Hasheni Reb Elazar, if we're going to say that we hold the Reb Elazar regarding putting tefillin on the second day, so Ma'ashi asked Reb Elazar Reb Yeshua Shleilachlitz, what about in the sheet of Reb Elazar, according to Reb Yeshua, does he not take off his tefillin? Because remember we said that we possibly Reb Yeshua that when Panam Chadashos comes, so we don't take off tefillin. Well, according to Reb Yeshua, we don't wear tefillin on the second day, and according to Reb Elazar, even though we do wear tefillin on the second day, he has to remove them when Panam Chadashos comes. So how do we understand this din of removing tefillin when Panam Chadashos comes in regards to wearing tefillin on the second day? So Reb Yisrael Buni answers, we can't need this how it is. Im Nasan B'Yom Hasheni Reb Elazar, since he's putting on tefillin on the second day, just like we said, we pass on the Reb Elazar. Nasan Reb Elazar, Reb Yeshua Shleilachlitz, we take the sheet of Reb Elazar and we apply Reb Yeshua to it. That when Panam Chadashos comes, he does not remove his tefillin, even though that's a combination of both sheetas. And how do we know this? Because in Kani, if it's not like that, Noimer Halachah Reb Elazar. Why don't we just say the halachah is like Reb Elazar in regards to Nesina, and then we'll know Memela that he also has to take off his tefillin if new people come. But since we didn't say that, and we said the halachah is like Reb Yeshua, it must be that even on the second day that we're passing like Reb Elazar, that we put on tefillin, we're also going with Reb Yeshua, and he's not going to remove them when Panam Chadashos comes. Another din regarding the first 2 days of Avelos, Harisha Inlam Haloichal. Let's say the Avel doesn't have what to eat, by Yom Rishon B'Yom Hasheni Ein Oisa Malacha. On those first 2 days of Avelos, he's not allowed to do Malacha. Whereas especially Shua Sabatzina, on the third day, if he doesn't have what to eat, he's allowed to work privately, quietly, so people don't know it. Avra Omer Harul Cham said, Tavim Me'er L'Shchenov, a curse should be on his neighbors, Sheshichu L'Kach, they required him to do this, that they didn't give him food. And Bar Kapar Omer, he argues and says, Afilu B'Shlish Le'Yasa Kol Iker, even on the third day, he's not allowed to do any Malacha. Now Bar Kapar Kedaita, Bar Kapar L'Shidosoi, the Bar Kapar Omer, he says, Ein Tekva Shal Evel El Ad Shlesha Yomim, the main mourning is only for the first 3 days. According to some Gersais, it's called Tokvoi Shel Evel Einei El B'Shlishi, that the main Avelos is only on the third day. But either way, both these Gersais agree that the main Avelos is for the first 3 days. Now why is that not for the first 3 days? So Rav Abba Reza Papi quotes Rav Yeshua the Sichnin, who says, B'Shem Rav Levi, that Kol Tlas Yomim in the first 3 days, Nafsha Tais HaGufa, the soul actually hovers over the body, sphere the Hichazul Gabe, it thinks it's going to go back into the body. But Kim the Hichami the Shtani Zivein Dapai, once an Hashama sees that the face, the glow of the face has changed, Hishaf Kaleva Azala, it leaves, it goes away, and doesn't come back. Now, Achashlasham, after 3 days, Hakarsnif Kasal Panov, the stomach bursts over the face. This is really metaphorically, doesn't actually do that, by Marislai, and it says to it, meaning the stomach, so to speak, says to the mouth, Heilucha, take back for yourself, Masha Gazaltov, Chamasta, and Fasatabi, that which you stole and robbed and placed inside of me, meaning all the food that you ate that you shouldn't have, you had machalas asuris, you ate in situations that you shouldn't, here take it all back. And Rechag B'Shem Rabbi Yeshia, Masi Lomen Hachal, he learns from the following, the Pasuk says, Vizirisi Parash Al Panechem, let's just read a little bit more. The Pasuk then continues, Parash Chagechem, literally this means, I'm going to scatter Parash, which is excrement, on your faces, the excrement of your festivals, and the understanding is, says the Gemara, Va'afilu Parash Chagechem, even the Parash of your Chag. In other words, in regards to Avelos, we're understanding the Pasuk telling us, that it's not just regular Parash, excrement of machalas asuris, Karis and things that were eaten improperly, that's going to, so to speak, splattered on the face of the mace. But also Parash Chagechem, what a person ate on Chag, which is technically Mutter, when a person eats it not L'shem Shemayim, that also is being referred to in this Pasuk. And Ba'ais HaShah at that time, the Pasuk also says, Ach Basari Olav Yicha V'nashe Olav Tevel, that he feels only the pain of his flesh and his soul is going to mourn over him. And this is referring to the third day, but after the third day, it already starts lessening. Now the Gemara discusses what type of work is permitted for the Avel. Arisa V'chachira V'kabbalah Harelu Oisin, his Arisim, Chakirim, and Kablonim. These are all different contractual agreements for people to do work for him in his field. They're allowed to do work for him, even though he's an Avel. We know usually work is not to be done for an Avel, as we're going to see in continuation on Amud Beis. Now the reason why they are allowed to do this is because really they're doing work for themselves. They get a significant percentage of what's produced, so in essence it's not really working for the Avel, they're really working for themselves. At that time, on top, Ikar was upon of a Gambal of Enanoisin, but his farmers, meaning the people he hired to work on his farm, and his sailors and his camel drivers, they're not allowed to do any work because they just get paid a salary and all the profit goes to him, so that means that they're working for him, not for themselves. Now Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar, he says, let's say the Avel had a par megamelas, meaning he rented out his cow for milking, somebody's milking his cow and making money, he's allowed to do that work. And now Amar Rabbi Yisrael told him, it's only if he's chayved him, meaning if he already arranged this before he became an Avel, so this is permitted. But from the beginning, meaning to arrange this during Avelos, that's not permitted. What about a partnership? Shnei Achim, two brothers, Shnei Shutvin, two partners, Shnei Tabachim, two butchers, Shnei Chenvinim, two storekeepers, and all the situations, they're partners. She'iril Echem Hendavar, something happened to one of them, meaning one of them became an Avel. Hare Ilu Neilan Eschenusan, they have to close their store. V'chaveru Pailav Oisim Bitzinim Makam Acher, and their friends and workers are allowed to do work for them quietly, privately, somewhere else. That's because since this is a partnership, all the profits are considered to be accruing to both of them, and therefore it's no different than the previous case from top of the Amud of people who he hired to work on his farm or his sailors. He gets the profits from the work. More dinim, Avel calls much mason with the lefanov. In Avel, as long as his mace is in front of him, this is also known as an einain, because the mace hasn't been buried yet. Oichel etz chaveiro, he has to eat by his friend, he has to eat somewhere else. Ein lechaver, if he doesn't have a friend, nobody wants him to eat in his house, not very nice, or maybe he just doesn't have a place to eat. Oichel bayis acher, so he should eat in a different room in his house. Ein lebayis acher, if he doesn't have a different room in his house, it's a small little place, there's just one room with him and the mace. Oichel mechitza v'oichel, he has to make a mechitza, partition, and only then he's allowed to eat. He's not allowed to eat directly in front of the mace. And if he can't make a mechitza, so then he has to turn his face towards the wall, meaning he has to turn away from the mace, and then he could eat. Also, he's not allowed to recline and eat. He's not allowed to eat everything that he wants, meaning he can't eat his fill. He can't drink his fill. He can't eat meat. He can't drink wine. And there's other people there that can't include him in his zimun. If he made a bracha, no one answers amen after him. When others make a bracha, he doesn't answer amen after them either. This is all dinim of an einain. Now, when was it said? B'chol is during the week. Avol b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, meisiv ha'ichel, he could recline and eat. V'chol kol tzarcha, v'chol kol tzarcha, he could eat and drink his fill. V'chol bas v'chol siyayin, he could eat meat and drink wine. U'mezam na'lov, they can include him in a zimon. V'im berich, if he makes a bracha, o'inachrev amen, we can answer amen after him. V'chem sheberichu, others make a bracha, o'inachrein amen, he could answer amen after them. Now, Amr Shmigamel says, ha'el v'itar to Elias kol elu, since you allowed him to do all these things on Shabbos, you allowed him to eat and drink. Chivayim b'shar mitzvah shal tayra, you mechayiv him in lima tayra and other mitzvahs, because chai shayitar to loy, chai oil mekol shekein, if you allowed him chai shah, temporary things, eating, drinking, making brachas, things like that, so for sure chai oilam, lima tayra and other mitzvahs, of course that should be permitted on Shabbos. And Rebbe Rapaz says, Rishim Rishu Melevi, halacha k'rishim megamliel, halacha k'rishim megamliel. What we just mentioned was regular dinim of aninos. Now says the Gemara, nimsal rabim, let's say the mace was given over to the rabim, which literally means the public, basically understanding though, it's given over to the chever kadisha, they're the ones who represent the public and taking care of mesim. So if the mace was given over to the chever kadisha, even though it hasn't been buried yet, the einin, the avel, could eat meat and drink wine because he's not responsible for it anymore. Also, nimsal katafim, kimishin nimsal rabim. If it was given over to the shoulder barriers, katafim is literally from the word katav, shoulder, meaning the people who are going to carry the mace, that's also like it was given over to the rabim, to the chever kadisha. Going to discuss avelos after the burial, avel, b'shabbos arishayna, eno hechves hakneses. And avel, the first week, he doesn't go to shul, b'shni, on the second week, hechves hakneses, he goes to shul, v'ini yashim kami, but he doesn't sit in his place. B'shlish is in the third week, yashim kami of enim daber, he sits in his place, but he doesn't speak so much, he's more quiet and subdued. Barvis, on the fourth week, shavel chaladam, he's like everybody else. Rabbi Yudaim, he asks, Efshalim, b'shabbos arishayna, shram, saskamimai, are you able to say we're talking about literally the first week after Misa, which is what we call the Shiva? Do you have to even say that he doesn't go to shul? Of course he doesn't go to shul. Rabbi Marm is asking, by people are coming to Menachem Avil, so why do we have to say that he doesn't go to shul? El rather, what's the Brisa telling us? Hashnia Yerushayna. The second week after the mace died, that's the first week. That's what the Brisa means by the first week. And Hashlishas Yashnia, the third is the second, and Hervias Yashlishas, the fourth is really the third week. Rabbi remember, he says, Avil b'Shabbos Harishona, Avil in the first week, Chavis HaKnesset, as he goes to Shul, Ve'en Yashim Kami, he doesn't sit in his place. B'Shni in the second week, Yashim Kami, Ve'en Medaber, he sits in his place, but he doesn't speak like regular. And B'Shlishis, Shavuot Ha'adam, the third week, he's like everybody else. And Mishum Levi Amar, he says, Al Chakir Mishum Ma'isif Yamim, that looks like the one who adds on days, which is the first man, Amar Yehuda, that he says it goes into the fourth week. Now, discussion about how to count days. Let's say a person came back from a journey, he arrives at home, and he sees they're sitting Shiva, there's Avelos. He didn't know that, let's say, his father or mother passed away. So he comes home, he finds his siblings sitting Shiva. What does he do? So Mashini Mashlishi, if this is the second or third day of Shiva, Mashlei Mahen, he completes Shiva with them, even though he wasn't there for the first 2 days. Whereas Barvivi came on the fourth day, then Mainal Atma, he has to start his own count. From there, he counts 7 days. Rosh Hashanah, he says, Afil Barvi, according to Mir says, Afil Bashvi, Mashlei Mahen, even if he comes on the fourth day, or even on the last day of Shiva, he's just going to complete with them, which means he will sit Shiva only for a very short amount of time. Rosh Hashanah, he says, Halach Rosh Hashanah, Halach Rosh Hashanah. Now, qualification of this, that's only B'Sheini Gadol Mishpacha. That's if he's not the Gadol of the Mishpacha, which means he's not the most Chashiv, he's not the one they listen to, that he, so to speak, runs the family. It doesn't have to be the oldest, but he's the Gadol Mishpacha. Avlam HaGadol Mishpacha, if he's the Gadol Mishpacha, Mainal Atzma, he has to count for himself. Because not proper for him to do a truncated Shiva. Kada, it's like the following, Ramana Paskin for Ramanaya, Mikimin Sha'ad Gadol Mishpacha, Mainal Atzmacha. Since you're Gadol Mishpacha, you have to count for yourself. Now, for the qualification of this is B'Shaloi Hurulei Rev Panim, that's only if the majority of people haven't shown their faces to them, which means the majority of people who came to the Shiva to Menachem Avil weren't Menachem Avil, this Gadol Mishpacha, so then he has to sit for a full 7 days. Avlam Hurulei Rev Panim, but if it happens to be that for the short amount of time he was there, the majority of people who came to the Shiva were Menachem Avil him, so not only does he finish with everyone, but Neidel Lemerchatz, he can even be taken to the bathhouse at the end, Kadal, like the following, Rav Huna Hari La'achad, Rav Yehuda Bar Zavdi, Rav Yehuda Paskin, for the brother, Rav Yehuda Bar Zavdi, then Mikivin Shehurulei Rev Panim, Neidel Lemerchatz, since you as Rev Mishpacha were here, and the majority of people were Menachem Avil you, then you can end Shiva with everybody else. We're going to stop it for the day, but continue discussing the Dinam of Shiva. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.